Weather Stories is a project dreamed up deep in the pandemic lockdown, when galleries and artists were turning towards digital means to continue sharing ideas with audiences and each other. Growing out of a delayed exhibition of my work about climate change at the University of Lethbridge Art Gallery, which finally did happen in early 2023, Weather Stories makes space for sitting with the hard realities of climate change, not as an abstract concept, but is something that every being on this planet is experiencing in some kind of way. It's a project about taking time to share different views of weather and how it moves through the embodied experiences of our lives. Eventually spanning 14 months and the four time zones of the partner galleries, Weather Stories was a series of 9-hour-long online events where storytellers from across the country told their stories about the weather in this era of catastrophic climate change. Each storyteller found their own way of choosing and telling their weather stories. We heard from elders, artists, scientists, gardeners, pilots, writers, and poets, as traditional stories, readings, lectures, letters, and artist talks. Together, they offer a multifaceted glimpse of how climate change is showing up in so many different but connected ways. I wanted to do a storytelling project because of the special way stories allow us to share complicated, difficult, multifold, messy, and barely graspable things with each other. Hearing a story can allow us to understand things without flattening, simplifying, or over-theorizing them. And so, to help us make sense of something as huge, frightening, and all-encompassing as climate change, we turn to stories. Though the events were organized around the geographic regions, this resulting collection is full of connections and resonances across the stories. Ideas about generations, what was left to us, and what we leave to those who come next come up again and again, as do the sensitive observations and attunements of those paying careful attention to the more than human world around them. We learn from those who work with the land how important and interconnected the health of the land, water, weather, plants, animals, and people are. And we hear in several different ways, through trees, glaciers, clay, and sand, how we humans exist in a world created across long, long spans of time. These are just a few of the through lines you'll find here. As you meander through the stories, I have no doubt you'll find many more. So make yourself comfortable, sit back, and listen to the stories. I hope they work for you as stories so often do, sitting with you in the days, weeks, maybe months to come, helping you make sense of this strange reality we are living through.